What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building. That's right, for another episode of Here's the Sitch with my beautiful pregnant wife for another episode, guys.
Hey, guys. We are on episode number 37 of Here's the Sitch podcast. So thank you for tuning in and joining us today.
Exactly. And what I like to usually do is to start is do a little bit of current events, honey. What's happening in our life? What's happening in everyone's life?
Yeah. So today, well, this week, not exactly today, but this week I'm 34 weeks pregnant.
Oh, damn.
And yeah, we are full preparation mode for baby situations.
Exactly. Guys, there's actually so many things that we're doing on a daily basis. I had no idea that all these things actually existed. I actually just thought that there was just, you know, to get the baby's room ready. But there's so many things that I want to go over with you guys because I was unaware of them.
Yeah, the baby's room is actually one of the things that doesn't have to be done. I mean, you want it. I want it to be done because I feel like once it's done and you can open the door and see everything perfect, it's like makes it more real and more calming. Mm-hmm. But the baby's not going to be in there for a little bit, you know?
So wait, when does he go in there?
Well, everyone's different. Some people do like 6 months. Some people do a year. Mm-hmm. It really depends how they're sleeping, what their routine is, like what your lifestyle is. Like, you know what I mean? It really is unique to everybody's situation.
Uh-huh.
But the things you definitely need is one thing I did today, which was install the car seat.
Exactly. That was a big move.
That's like number one.
So you took a screenshot, sent it to me. I sent it to my mother. I sent it to my sister. It was like a big milestone moment for us this week.
Yeah. So the car seat and then...
It was a dope car seat too.
Yeah. I got the Nuna Pippa for anybody interested, because baby and mama gear is like such a big thing and there's so many options out there that everyone wants to know, like especially on the baby's page that I made for Instagram. Like,
what is that page?
It's Baby Situation.
Ooh.
Everybody there like wants to know, what stroller did you get, what bassinet, like what car seat, like what are you putting in your smoothies? So I try to share everything because most, like 90% of that following is either women with babies or women expecting right now.
What an unbelievable following that is.
I know. That's why I like to share everything with them.
I wake up sometimes and I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, the baby has over 400,000 followers and he's not even born yet. This is crazy. This is wild.
Yeah. And I just really mean it to what's it called? I'm pregnancy brain. Not monitor,
to share your updates.
Yeah, to share my pregnancy updates and have them all be in one place so that I didn't have to like comb through my personal feed or whatever. Like I wanted one place for all pregnancy stuff and then for future for all baby's photos, because now it'll be like his whole photo album once he's here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it'll be all about him.
This was definitely all your idea and obviously I supported you the whole time, but it's definitely really unbelievable. But to go on top of that pregnancy brain. Guys, today, myself and my wife, we left the house at the same time. And I was following her and she was stuck behind a mulch truck, guys. And I'm like, what is she doing? Like, get in the lift. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God. I called her on the phone. I said, honey, I know you got pregnancy brain. Can you just get home ASAP? And I just thought that was a funny story to share with you guys today.
I'm not a bad driver though. Like, I just didn't realize he was in the middle of a road. Like,
With his hazards on, yeah, I know.
Well, it was very light hazards.
You didn't see it until the last minute, and she's just stuck behind him, and I'm like, oh my God, honey, please just get home. Small victories as I practiced in recovery. Me and my wife still practice small recoveries to this day, where we do everything in our life in steps. And usually that's, you know, how you get big results when you do everything in steps.
Yeah. So I did the car seat today.
Oh, such a big one.
I also bought some like, you know, cheap PJs and robes and stuff that I'm going to wash for myself for our hospital bag.
Yes. Now that's something that I wanted to talk about because we always like to talk about like what is going on in our life and things that are genuine and authentic to us. As well as obviously overcoming obstacles and other types of positivity. But I didn't even know that there was a such thing as a hospital bag that you have to get ready I just texted in group chat. I said, guys, I'm getting my hospital bag ready. And they all raved about it. They all flipped out about it. Like, oh my God, it's happening. But there is such a thing. And I wanted to go over quickly what is in that list possibly.
Well, I just Googled what to pack in a hospital bag for labor. And I actually want to ask you that question and see if anything on here you guess.
Okay. I think I could do that.
Let's see.
I am big.
It's like a lot of things.
The past 10 years, I've been traveling for different types of trips.
But you were not traveling for labor and delivery.
Very true. I would have to go with the basics right away. I'm going to go with the basics, which is toiletries. Then we'll go with socks for both of us. We'll go with, obviously, a change of underwear for both of us. I'd go with PJs for both of us, an outfit to leave the hospital for both of us, and maybe even a robe for you. My friend told me the other day, he called me up and I thought it was really cool. He said, bring a speaker, like a Bluetooth speaker, so that when your wife is in there or during labor, you play some music and it will calm everyone down. It will put everyone in a good mood, including the nurses. And I thought that was a great idea. So those are, you know, my guesses right off the bat.
Well, let's just make sure.
Maybe some food.
Sure you check the playlist with me.
Okay.
Because we don't necessarily see eye to eye on our musical taste.
We don't see eye to eye on. That's probably one of our biggest fights is movie choices.
Oh, movies.
We never agree on movie choices. I love action. I love superhero movies. I love crime movies. She's got the girliest movies on ever.
Like, no, it's not girly. I think what it is you love
fighting.
You only love action. So like if you loved different things and the action was once in a while, I wouldn't mind at all. Mm-hmm. But it's 110% of the time action. So when he puts on a movie from start to finish, it's like sound effects, machine guns, explosions, and it's all like fake because it's a movie. And like I'm too aware of, like, I don't know, I like to watch like the acting. I like to watch like storytelling, not like necessarily cheesy stuff, but I like when there's like a lot more effort behind the work and it's not all action. Okay. I just like that.
All right, honey.
Let's get back to
the hospital bed.
So you were on the right track, but I think you forgot a few things, which is, it's just like how detailed it is, but definitely toiletries. You have to go like the most with toiletries, mm-hmm. because you're going to shower there.
Yep.
But keep in mind, you're showering in a hospital.
Okay.
In a bathroom, in your hospital room. So you need flip-flops. Uh-huh. You need to bring your own towel because I've heard the towels in the hospital might be like the towels you had in prison. I don't know, but they don't really cover you.
Exactly.
They're hard. You have to pack everything.
Keep in mind, honey, that I did go to prison and the conditions in prison were deplorable.
So think like you're going to prison when we pack the toiletry bag because you want to bring your own towels. People say to bring your own pillow, like so that I could be comfortable in the bed. Let's see, any medication you're taking, obviously your wallet, all that stuff, insurance, pediatrician, robes, birthing gown, nursing bra. It's just a lot. It's a lot. But and then the main thing is that it's for three people. So I have to pack for me, for the mom, for your partner, and then also for the baby. Something a lot of people always say, which we should order on Amazon, because I don't want to take the one out of our bedroom because it'll definitely not come back and get lost, is like a really long iPhone charger, like a 10-foot plug-in, because the plug that you can use is not going to be right next to you.
I'll be honest. This sounds like the basics, okay? I travel. I'm a professional traveler, guys, and I feel that this is elementary for BBS.
But we have to also pack for the baby, so we have to pack his outfits. Some people say, like, don't bring the diapers and wipes, which I don't think I'm going to. Some people say bring them. You know, the hospital will provide you with like all the basics for baby, what you need. But if you want like a cute going home outfit or for like a photo, if you want something to say the baby's name on it, so when you take a photo and you share it, like everyone will see the baby's name, which would be really cute. So we do have some things to pack for sure.
Okay. Once you have the delivery, honey, do we order pizza? Because I saw something.
Oh my God. I don't want pizza.
I saw something online And
you order whatever I'm in the mood for, and it's probably going to be Angelica's because it's right there.
Uh-huh.
You're going to probably go to the Angelica's sandwich stand and get me one of everything.
Probably good.
I want a mortadella sandwich. I want a prosciutto sandwich. I want like an Italian sub. And I probably want the eggplant, possibly.
Now, I did speak to Dina in group chat today. She's going to send us over her list as well. And Snooki said that she has champagne on her list. Should I, which I don't necessarily drink, but I don't mind if my wife has some champagne. Obviously, maybe your mother might be there. Should we get a little bottle of champagne?
Well, my mom doesn't drink either.
Your mom doesn't drink either.
But I don't really...
Sparkling ciders.
I'm not really a champagner.
Sparkling ciders?
Maybe we should bring sparkling cider. We always have that in the house. Maybe we'll bring sparkling cider.
Okay.
I will say, like, I'm not going to be mad when it's the first hot summer day and I'm outside and someone offers me a cold, cold margarita with a salt rim. I'm not going to be mad about that.
A Pinot Grigios?
No, I'm not into that.
I thought you like a little white wine once in a while.
I like red.
You like red?
I do like white once in a blue in the summer. Okay. But... that gives me a headache.
It's important to mention to everyone on this podcast that I am sober, but my wife, you know, she has a drink once in a while, and it really does not affect me whatsoever. I stay in my lane. I run my own race because I know that if I do have that one glass or that one drink, it will not be my last. And you may not ever see me again because I'm just that crazy.
Yeah, I think we'll just do sparkling cider because I'll enjoy that. Like, I'm not craving any kind of alcohol. But yeah, like I said, I won't be mad if you see me in the summer and you offer me a margarita. I won't be mad about it.
And guys, we are just about to finish up the baby room. Unfortunately, not even unfortunately, but... We do a lot of at once over here at the Situations household, and we're cutting it down to the wire, finishing the baby's room probably May 1st. I think we're going to finish it.
I hope so. I picked up, that's another thing I did today. I actually went to the paint store and I picked up paint colors for the molding.
Yes.
In the playroom.
Yes, we have a painter coming on Wednesday.
I thought he was coming tomorrow.
I don't know.
I have to check with him. There's a lot happening here. There's always, it's a revolving door of work and... different projects, and there's a lot happening.
I was definitely hyped about the car seat, though. That was a big move.
That was a really big move, and I wanted to wait as long as I felt comfortable to put it in, because as all of you new parents out there know, if God forbid you're in any kind of accident or even like a fender bender, like if someone rear-ends you in a parking lot, you have to replace your car seat because it's no longer like safe.
Yeah.
So like now that it's in the car, but you know what I could do? I could take out the seat and leave the base in.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll do that. I'll just leave the base so that I wouldn't have to replace the whole thing if God forbid something happened.
And then also the other thing that we did in case the baby comes early, besides we had the, you got to pack the baby bag. You also have to have the car seat ready. Number three, I'd say that we also put together the pack and play, which is one of the baby's areas.
I did get the Nuna Breeze Play Yard. Or no, is it the Breeze? The Nuna Senna Play Yard, the travel one.
Wait, is that
from
you
could, Pottery Barn. That's the
could,
one I got.
You could change
it's like a pack
there.
And play. Yeah, and it has a little changing thing on top. But I have to get like a... I just ordered it on Amazon, like a little diaper caddy. So that if I have to change him anywhere, you just like... I could tell you, get me the diaper caddy. And you could bring it. It's like a little basket. Like a little Easter basket with all his things.
Uh-huh. And it seems that the fourth thing I would recommend, and I think we would be good if he came a little early, would be that Snoo thing that rocks him to sleep, which we'd have to put in our room, which I did speak to
it's
my...
bassinet, Mark, yeah.
We did speak to our people today, and it should be on the way shortly. So...
yeah, I'm waiting on my Snoo.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. People have raved about it to me. I will let you all know how much I love it.
And when that goes I get in the bedroom, right? It.
That does go in your bedroom, and it's supposed to be amazing. So I'm very excited. But the baby needs to stay in until we get the Snoo.
But am I right? Those are the top things. Those are the top things to do if he came early. Because I'll be honest, I was on Facebook, and I saw a baby that was supposed to be due, I think, the end of May.
May 31st.
And he came this past weekend.
He came on the 15th.
Yeah, and he looked great.
Yeah.
Tons of hair. I mean, he was good.
Yeah. They are good.
I think she was like 34 weeks, same as you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know they could come that early.
Oh, they could come way earlier than that too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I know.
All right, guys. Well, enough about the situations. Besides that, we are waiting for the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation that I would think there's going to be a trailer coming out shortly.
I wonder when it's airing. Like, I feel like you guys, the viewers, because I have no idea when it's
coming out. I'll be honest. I don't even either, but I know this one's going to be a fire one because
it's going to be so fun to watch.
It's
going to be
such a fire one. It's got a lot of heat in it. It's got a lot of fire.
I'm really excited that we're going to be home with our baby watching it when it airs. How cool is that?
Well, listen, we have such an awesome, beautiful, comeback story, and we continue to go down, the right road and make the right decisions. I was actually just thinking that I saw something online and said, you know, make the right decisions now and you'll see them 5 years later. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
5 years ago, right? That's when I just started getting sober. And I've made some very good decisions.
Almost six, five and a half.
I've made some very good decisions these past 5 years to really get where we're at right now.
Yeah, so that's like one of the biggest things.
Decisions?
Is decision making for a long period of time. People don't realize. It's like what you say about everything, with working out, with work,
yeah,
with chipping away at bills, or like anything, problem from the past, mm-hmm, is you have to do like the best you can every day. And then when you look back, you're like, whoa, look how far I came in 6 months. Look how far I came in 1 year. It's not about like leaps and bounds in an independent day. It's about all of these little changes,
yeah,
and all these positive decisions over, like, compounded over time.
Yeah, I saw something on online that said that, you know, obviously, you know, make sure that, you know, when life is not good, that you know that it's going to get better. And when life is good, to pretty much like stop and smell the roses. And I felt that we've been doing that the past 5 years. Like,
I love that.
Some of the tough times, we knew that it was going to get better. So you keep moving forward. You do the best you can. You make the changes where you can. And where you can't make changes, you keep moving forward and make changes elsewhere.
All right, guys. So you know we are all about self-care, mind, body, soul over here at Here's the Sitch podcast. And that includes like pampering yourself. And we've had so much time over the year of 2020 and now into 2021 with people still quarantining and trying to stay home and be safe. So we're finding new ways to do like the usual basic thing. So I've told you guys many times before about this brand and I love it so much. So Barefoot Scientist has been bringing together the very best of science and nature. Barefoot Scientist is the first comprehensive premium foot care company in the world. They've spent years harnessing the most advanced ingredients to formulate innovative, effective products with the unique needs of the foot in mind. Better ingredients, stronger formulations with faster results. So I've told you guys all about the Reboot peel that I would use pre-pregnancy because it does have the acids in it to take away all that hard skin. So I haven't been using that right now, but I have been obsessing over the High Dive moisturizer because my skin's been super dry during this pregnancy. And that's just been keeping my feet like baby skin soft. So every single product is specifically formulated for the unique needs of your feet using the very best ingredients from science and nature. Plus, this is huge for me. All Barefoot Scientist products are hypoallergenic, dermatologist tested, cruelty-free, and free of phthalates and parabens. So you know you're only using the good stuff. Pamper Me is like bringing the spa at home. That is one of my all-time favorite products by Barefoot Scientist. You definitely want to check it out. Our listeners can get an exclusive 30% off your very first order at barefootscientist.com using code SITUATION30, and shipping is always free. That's barefootscientist.com, code SITUATION30. Go get all your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com. Enter promo code SITUATION30 at checkout for 30% off your first order plus free shipping. You guys will absolutely love it.
My wife brings up to me today and she said, you know what? She said, I've been looking at some of the reviews of our podcast and they've been fantastic. But someone said that we may be exhibiting toxic positivity. And I said to myself, There's no such thing. What are they? What is it? What are they making this up? Honey, is it even in the dictionary, toxic positivities?
I don't know if it's in the dictionary, but it's in Google. I looked it up.
Really?
But I do want to say that the reviewer gave us 5 stars.
We have fire reviews, guys. We do. I'm going to ask people for a raise.
You guys, definitely subscribe, rate, and review, because that's what keeps this podcast going. So, and if you want to give us any feedback about what you love or what you want to hear more of, head over to the homepage wherever you listen to podcasts and you can leave a review. I usually check the reviews on Apple on that podcast platform because it's just easier for me to see on my phone. But anyway, this guy gave us 5 stars. And he did say at the end, he's wondering if we exhibit any toxic positivity, which I think is totally fine to open up the communication on that subject, because that is something that I've seen before on my friend's Instagram, who's a therapist who I follow and I love everything she posts. I've spoken about her before here. She is at the codependent perfectionist on IG, if you want to follow her. And I really like an example that she posted about. Okay, so first let me say what toxic positivity is. So according to Google, toxic positivity is the overgeneralization of a happy, optimistic state that results in the denial, minimization, and invalidation of the authentic human emotional experience. So because that's the definition, I feel that it was necessary for us to talk about it a little bit, because that's not something that we want to promote at all, but it is something that does exist out there. You know what I'm saying? And I think that sometimes if you're hard on yourself, or if you're hard on your spouse, or maybe hard on the people closest to you, you can accidentally stumble upon toxic positivity behavior.
You mean tough love?
Yes.
Tough love.
It kind of is tough love. Mm. But wait, but I think tough love's appropriate in certain situations. Mm-hmm. But the toxic positivity, where I think it's important to be aware of what you're saying, is where it says here, invalidation of the authentic human emotional experience. So if you're going through something grieving somebody, or just really devastating things in your life, it's really important to hold space. And when you do a lot of therapy, you learn a lot more about holding space for people and their emotions. And it's not about listening to give advice or listening to tell them about how you did it or whatever. You know, this podcast is all about positivity
and overcoming obstacles.
But we have never once in our life been in denial about anything that we've ever gone through. And I think that it's really important to hold space for your own feelings and especially for others. So some examples, because some of you might be like, what the hell is she talking about? Because when I first heard of toxic positivity, I kind of felt the same way. So there's a chart I found that I thought was really great. Actually, I might have our team share this to the Here's the Sitch IG so that you guys can have some examples if you're interested. We can put it on a story or something. So instead of saying, you'll get over it, which I would never say that to anybody, you say, it's hard, but I believe in you.
Okay, so it seems that you're just you're doing a little bit more listening and communicating a little bit more in a sensitive manner, I guess.
Yes. Don't be so negative. Instead of saying that, say it's okay to feel bad sometimes. I feel like you should add a little more to that. It shouldn't be, it's okay to feel bad sometimes. I think you should say, it's okay to feel bad sometimes, but tomorrow's a new day. Hopefully you'll feel better tomorrow.
Very true.
You know what I mean?
I mean, listen, some of the things that
I don't like when people say, don't be so negative. And I know a lot of people that I speak to also don't like that.
Some of the things you're saying is pretty elementary stuff. I mean, if you've obviously gone through the 30 some odd episodes of Here's the Sitch.
No, I know.
Most of these things that we have gone over, being mindful, being accountable, being positive, being, responsible, for your actions and things like that. I just feel like this is just another way to say all those things.
Exactly. It's another way. It's kind of like Alana, my friend who's the therapist, she referred to it as supportive communication instead of toxic positivity, because who needs to use that word, toxic, right? So instead of you'll be fine, try I understand. Instead of you should ... and you giving advice, you ask them what makes you feel most supported. Instead of it's okay, say I'm listening. Mm-hmm. Instead of I once blah, 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 and you making it about you, say tell me more.
So this sounds like
it's like therapy.
Exactly. This sounds like you're at a therapist.
Yeah. Yes, it is. But you know what? A lot of people don't go to therapy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have, at the end of the day, what does it all come down to? Communication.
Yes.
A lot of people don't have these communication skills on how to speak to people when it's an uncomfortable moment or they're going through something really hard. So I think that was just my little chance to give you guys some insight on that.
Yeah, but listen, guys, there's always things to work on in life. I mean, this life that we get, it's not long, but it's not short, you know? So you have to really take advantage of each day and do your best. And at the end of the day, you lay your head on the pillow and you let God and you let go and let God handle the rest.
There's a country song I like. I can't remember which one right now, but I think it's the Tim McGraw one where he says the days are long, but the years are short.
Always be humble and kind. Isn't that another one of his?
Yeah, that is one of his songs. I don't know if it's in that one, but it's the days are long, but the years are short.
Yeah. Humble, don't stumble. I saw that the other day. I thought that was pretty cool. Which is pretty good, because humble don't stumble means that if you're humble, you're not going to
trip
over some of the things that you can easily step over. I thought that was a pretty cool one as well.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah.
All right. What else is happening with you, honey?
Like I said, I think that a positive mental attitude is key to succeeding in life.
It is.
I mean, listen, if you are negative, I don't see how you can survive in this life. You know what I mean?
It just makes you so unhappy. You know, if you're negative, you're going to have a very unfulfilling life.
Yes, yes. And I say this all the time. I think the easiest way to get on a good track is obviously back to the basics and getting on the path of self-improvement. And I think, you know, that's where your power lies.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, are we going to start to get, let me check the timing on this, because we might want to start to get into questions. We haven't, not questions, but our listeners, which we haven't really done a lot lately, but I think we can start to get into a little bit of that. But hold on a second. I just got a text from group chat and they said that we were just nominated for a award of some sort. Let me check this real quick.
For what?
Okay. It says Jersey Shore has just been nominated for, I guess, an MTV award. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What is it for, best?
I don't know, but I think we're nominated every year. They never give it to us. It is what it is. Listen, I'm obviously part of the MTV fan. I don't see how we have not won.
They always, the interesting thing is they always, 10 years. It's crazy. They always give it to a different network. That's the thing. Like, they don't give it to their people.
I've noticed they've given it to other network shows. I'm going to put it in my contract that this year that we have to win this MTV award, because I just feel that the entertainment that we provide, I mean, the humor and the one-liners and the dynamic and the chemistry between everyone is bar none. I mean, I watch other reality shows and it's just messy. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. All right, let's go to the voicemails.
Fine. What's the number, honey, in case anyone wants to call and give their feedback?
I can't have two windows open right now. I have pregnancy brain.
Pregnancy brain. All right, honey, get the number for them so that they can also be featured on Here's the Stitch podcast, on maybe some obstacles that they are overcoming, if they believe in toxic positivity, or if they even heard of some of the things we even spoke on today's podcast.
Yeah, I would love to hear your take on that. And also, what are you doing in preparation for your labor and delivery if you are pregnant? Because so many people are having quarantine babies right now. It is insane.
I'm definitely ordering a pizza.
I don't want pizza. You're going to order whatever I want.
Fine.
So that's not happening.
Give them a number, honey.
You're going to Angelica's. It's the best place in the world.
Give them a number, honey.
Okay. So the Here's the Stitch hotline is 732-898-0414.
All right, honey. Let's get to some of the callers. We haven't really done this in the past couple of weeks. I want to see what they have to say about our podcast.
Hi, Mike and Lawrence. My name is Arielle, and I'm from Minnesota. and I've been watching the old seasons of Jersey Shore lately, and I've just had this renewed appreciation for the journey you both have been on, especially Mike with his recovery. And I love that on your podcast and on Jersey Shore Family Vacation, on your socials, everywhere, you guys are really grateful and always talking about how blessed you are. And so I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the role faith has played in Mike, your recovery, and just in your journey as a family together.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Like, what role did your faith play in your life?
My faith played a big role in my recovery and definitely my time in prison. Because I had been already doing the right things before prison. You know, I was 2 or 3 years sober, you know, doing the right things, making good decisions, and they still sent me to prison for almost a year. So I just had to rely on my faith, knowing that everything happens for a reason and that what was meant for my harm, God will turn for my good. Also known as what no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I just stayed in my lane and I paid my debt to society. You know, I paid back my my fines and paid my restitution and just continued to be the best person I can be. And no one can really say anything else. You know, we're also caught up on community service right now. And technically, I'll be off of probation in September, which I will probably throw a party. I actually saw my probation officer recently. She said everything is good. I doubt they will run a story that my probation is or my community service is up to, you know, caught up or nothing like that. But it is what it is. You know, I just want to just fly under the radar, be a good person, have a healthy family, and make positive decisions. You know what it is? I want people to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. And that would be something awesome.
That's so sweet, honey. I love that. And also, I know the question was for you, but faith is such a important thing
for both of us,
in both of our lives, of course, and it is the foundation of my life.
Yep.
And the cornerstone, I think, of our relationship. And now that we're bringing a baby into the world, you know, I told Mike, like, we have to start, like, listen, it's been quarantine, like, it's been chaos, we haven't been going to church, so like, we have to start going to church.
We
have to start leading by example. Facts. With the baby. With, you know, we're very into our faith in our personal relationships with God. Mm-hmm. But now that we're going to have a child, it's time to also show him.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that new stage in our life.
And also, you played such a monster role in my early recovery when I was on the fence. You know, I was around 30 years old. I spoke about this on the last podcast. But like, I wasn't really ready to hang up my party shoes. And my wife here, she understood the type of person I was and the type of personality I had, the all or nothing. And she held me to that law kind of, and showed me what true happiness was. And now I have a baby on the way. We're about to celebrate our 3rd year of marriage very shortly. And I'm just living my best life and now teaching others to do the same. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Lawrence. I love the podcast. This is Gina from Long Island, and God bless you on your upcoming arrival. I was listening to one of your episodes where you, I think it was when you were 24 weeks pregnant, and I do have to say I'm 3 times deep into the mother game with the C-section, and possibly contemplating number 4. Definitely, definitely get the night nurse or night help. I know, Lauren, you want to stay with the baby. We all do, but you need that extra sleep. So if I would have known what I would have known 17 years ago, and that's my oldest son, Anthony, to where I was a year ago with my little one, Lorenzo, and my Rocco in between, it would definitely be night help, because that sleep is oh so important. And just one of my advices for you guys, but night help, recharge your batteries, and that's it. You should all be good. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, I don't even know what we're doing, because we are like, I want to do it all. I want to be able to, I know I can do it. I think I'm probably going to try to do it on my own, not on my own, but obviously with my husband, and that's it. And then I'm going to have somebody waiting in the wings, so that before I lose it and start, you know, I don't know what, but before I lose it, I can pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm tagging you in.
Yeah, we have a bunch of backup, not tagged in, but vetted out, which is very important. We're definitely going to do it ourselves, but we've heard from so many of our friends that we're not going to get any sleep, which is very possible. But like my mother said, all babies are different and some sleep and some don't. So
sorry to cut you off. I just can't remember things. But I will say every person, I won't remember. Okay. Every person that I have asked that has had a baby has said get the help.
They may have said get the help, but my mom said that I slept good and your mom said that you didn't sleep good. So we have a 50-50.
I didn't?
Yeah.
No, not true.
That's what she said. She said,
oh my God, my dad said I cried a lot.
Your dad and mom said you were a crazy baby. Loud maybe.
I think I cried a lot.
I think it's on par with what's happening.
That's the thing, like, what happens when they cry the whole time? Like, I'm not ready for that.
You're not ready for a little you, probably.
No. We're having a boy, so it's going to be a little you, probably.
Well, if he's a little me, maybe he'll sleep for the night. Anyway, guys, back to the help. We have what's called a backup plan, okay? I have the backup plan of the two baby nurses, which my wife has to have one more interview with the second baby nurse, which she's been procrastinating. And then the second backup plan is my mother, which she's waiting in the wings, and she is ready to be tagged in. So we have – that's – technically three backups
too, but I'm not gonna make, you know, them be up all night
with this pregnancy brain. Did you ever heard of not interrupting people?
I can't help it.
You're just not good at
it. No,
just,
I can't.
Unbelievable, honey. All right, you're forgiven. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, we do have two great grandmas that will be available.
Yes,
but I feel like I want to let them be grandmas. I don't want them like up all night.
What is the thing that you text, what is the thing that you texted me today about
the doula?
What is that?
The doula will also, so my friend used this doula who she absolutely loves, and like I want to use a doula, but I also like I need to just talk to her because their services they provide, but with COVID, like they can't be in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times a doula is like, it's like they're like a coach and they're with you when you give birth. They go with you to your appointments, like obviously when COVID's not happening. Mm-hmm. They do like everything. And then even when you come home, if you need help learning how to breastfeed, if you need help getting the baby to latch, if you need help with the baby sleeping through the night and you want them to come over for a few hours, like they'll do all that. They're kind of like your like mentor and teacher through the whole pregnancy and birthing process, the doula.
Well, also another detail to explain is that they just changed the rules for doctor's appointments for the babies, right, honey?
Yeah, so you're coming next week.
So I'm supposedly coming now.
You're going to get to see the baby.
And I haven't been coming throughout this whole, you know, process because of COVID.
Yeah.
So I would think that things are getting a little bit better for them to change the rules a little bit. Also, they changed the rules in the hospital, right, as well?
Yeah, so I can have my mom, which is so good.
An extra person, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to call this doula and see if we want to do that.
There's so many things, guys, that I had no idea. I don't even think I knew how to pronounce a doula. I probably called it a dala, probably. But listen, you know, you learn something every day.
This is Stella in Texas. I'm wondering if you can give me some advice on how to combat a fast food addiction. I'm really good at eating healthy most of the time, but sometimes I just have to have some fast food. And I think this is from being a child and seeing fast food as a reward, but being allowed to eat it way too often when I was younger. And I think I actually have like a chemical reaction and a dependency on the fat, salt, MSG, you know, whatever is in there. And I know that Mike kind of has this issue as well. Lauren doesn't like fast food, but Mike clearly does. And you've been able to limit it to one day a week only. I'm also addicted to sodas, and I don't find that diet soda works. I would rather just drink less soda, but have the full calorie, full sugar, caffeinated regular soda. So if you have any advice, I would love to hear it.
Wow. This is a really good one. This one hits home because I love fast food and I had the same upbringing. My family would take me to like a McDonald's or a Burger King for, you know, a treat, or if I won a karate tournament, like, you know, where do you want to go? You know, I love Chick-fil-A. I think I went a couple weeks ago. I'm a big fan of Shake Shack. I actually had, or we still have it, we just haven't restarted, but a show on YouTube, Eating Our Best Life, where we pretty much went to every single fast food place imaginable.
Yeah, you guys can imagine how much fun that was with me.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, everyone knows I have an addictive personality, and at least I'm honest with it. Like she said, I was able to curb it by having the one cheat day a week. If I do have fast food, it might be once on my cheat day, maybe. The rest of the week, I'm trying to eat good. I'm exercising minimum 5 days a week. And ask my wife, I feel bad about doing 5 days a week, right?
Yeah.
What do I say? I'm like, oh, honey, I got to go more.
Yeah, he tries to go more. It's too much. It's too much. He's like an obsessive personality, for sure.
Yeah. But it's always good to exhibit balance, guys, with healthy eating and exercise.
Yeah, you need rest days with working out, for sure. Like, no matter what kind of workout you're doing, your body's a machine and like a temple. You need to let it rest, recover, and heal. And sometimes, like, especially with us, when we work out so much, we even see like some of our best results after a rest day.
Yeah, facts.
After like maybe even two or three rest days when you're working out so many hours a day.
I look a little worn out sometimes when I'm working out so much.
Yeah, because you're just exhausted and your body's trying to catch up. So, yeah, my husband can definitely help you out, Stella, with that advice.
She said she doesn't like diet sodas, which I will applaud you because I've been doing my research on diet sodas, which I'll be honest, guys, everyone knows I love diet sodas. And if you ask my wife when I have my cheat day or maybe it's like on the weekend or something, I'm having two diet sodas at a clip. And it's not good. I mean,
yeah, I'm not a fan of either of them. Diet soda is
not good. Diet soda is not good for you. It's so bad for you. So probably the full bodied sugar regular soda is better for you.
I don't know. They're equally as bad. Yeah, it's probably just not good for you. Super cancer causing. So it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's all designed to take us down. But I'm a big fan of fast food, so I would just limit, the fast food to just limited to the maybe once a week on the cheat day. And then obviously from that particular point, you can do the variations of every other week. You know, obviously the next week on the cheat day, maybe you can have Italian, maybe the next week you can have Mexican. And then obviously, you know, on once a month, maybe you do the fast food. So I think that's how you do it.
I think what was interesting that she said, which you also have experienced, and I think your friends, I think a lot of people have also experienced that too. And that's why they love fast food so much.
Yeah.
It's not that it's good. It's not that it's like so delicious.
I know what you're gonna say.
It's that when you were a kid, it was your reward and it was your treat. So it is like this chemical reaction in your brain and the endorphins and like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm having like the best reward or the best thing. But like, meanwhile, you're having like the worst thing possible. Yeah. It probably doesn't even taste good. You're just like reminiscing about the nostalgicness of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that she brought that up just makes me want to say, I'm not going to do that to my babies. My babies will not be having fast food regularly where it's a reward system for them.
I've been hearing so many bad things about fast food.
It is really bad.
It's like designed to like take us down and shit. And listen, I'm not
not
a conspiracy theorist, but that stuff is definitely not healthy for you. And neither is soda. So you would try to exhibit some balance and maybe have that cheat day once a week and then obviously bi-weekly. And then obviously maybe you go into the once a month, but obviously still have the cheat day once a week, but alternate with different types of foods.
And there's so many, like this is totally a tangent, but there's so many parents I know that don't allow their kids to have certain foods. And their children act differently when they have those foods that are not allowed.
I don't think Jenny lets her kids have fast food. Jenny's like all natural. Those kids are having like green drinks. And she, Jenny is a super mom. I love her. Big shout out to my sister. She kills it. And those kids, and I don't blame her because the kids are hyped to begin with.
Yeah. And you want what's best for them.
Yep.
And whatever you get them used to is what you're building their palate. You're building like their lifestyle and their habits. So you don't want them being stuck on things that are not healthy and then trying to break it when they're a teenager.
I agree, honey, because when I was in prison, we did not get good food. And you know, you want to know what I craved?
What?
I craved like vegetables. I craved like healthy things because we did not get good.
Because they make you feel good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I think that's what you have to do with your kids. You have to feed them, you know, quality ingredients from the start.
I have to tell you, as maybe it's age, like getting older, but I also never was a bad, bad eater. But like being pregnant, so many people are like, what are you craving? What are you craving? What are you craving? And like once in a while, like, listen, I love Milano cookies. I've always loved Milano cookies. So I probably have those every day. Mm-hmm. But like two of them in moderation. But like food, like I just feel like I don't really drink at all. Obviously not pregnant. But like I just crave things that fuel me and make me feel good. So yeah. Like I love a good like burger. I love a good salad. I love asparagus. Like I love things that like make me feel like fulfilled and healthy. And the being pregnant, like I've loved more healthy foods than most, like mm-hmm. fruits, vegetables, like fresh things from like a garden. Like those are the things I've been craving. And I think it's because I'm like growing a human life.
Yeah. Well, I don't,
that's think, what's contributing to my baby.
I don't think he likes the vegetables, to be honest with you. he likes pasta and pizza, and that's usually when you're having good days, when you're eating pasta and pizza.
But that makes me feel bad when I have it.
Listen, I'm Italian, and I'm not going to go against pasta and pizza. That's for another episode,
guys. All right, let's do one more caller. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Olivia from California. Hey, I've just been enjoying your podcast and Jersey Shore watcher from the beginning. And I was just listening to the episode asking about what shows to watch. So the one that we are watching right now, my husband and I, is The Sinner on Netflix. And that show is really good. It's three seasons, but each season is kind of nail-biting, and you're kind of like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen and who done it kind of thing. So I think you'll really enjoy it, and good luck with the rest of your pregnancy and the baby on its way.
We actually did watch The Sinner. I don't know if we watched all seasons of it, but the first one I was so into. Whatever one had Jessica Biel, I was so into it. Like I was live tweeting episodes to the point where the show sent mm-hmm. me like merch. Like they,
oh, yeah, I remember
they
that.
Sent me like a tote bag because I was like live tweeting every week. I loved it so much. But I don't remember if I watched the next season or not.
The next season was a little
It was
wacky.
With the young kid, right? I couldn't get into it.
No, I thought it was with the older dude that was.
Well, they brought back the same detective guy, right?
They did. I do like him.
Wasn't he in it was really weird. Your all-time
favorite. I thought it was about a guy with a secret life and they were like weird frat brothers.
What about the woman that would step on his fingers?
But did you remember that one where he had a frat brother and they used to almost like kill each other and he had this weird thing and it was the pregnant, he had a pregnant wife. Didn't see that? That was, who knows what season that was. But
you probably watched that one without
me. Anyway, what we've been watching lately, I've been watching Snowfall on Hulu.
I like it.
I don't want to admit it, but Vinny put me on. Vinny put me on. Yeah.
I like it. I didn't get into it at first in the first season, but I caught on to the storyline in the second season.
I'm on the fourth season now. It's pretty good.
I like it a lot. I like it that there's so many episodes that like every night we can watch and watch, fall asleep. And the next night you still have so much more to watch.
It was four seasons. John Singleton did a great job on it.
Yeah.
Also, I watched the new Godzilla and versus Kong, which I thought was pretty good. I wasn't really too happy with some of the things that happened in that movie. I was a big fan of Konger. But also, I think Mortal Kombat's coming out this week. My wife obviously doesn't like any of these things I'm saying right now. But Mortal Kombat comes out on HBO Max. They're doing it real big. I'm a big fan of HBO Max right now. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to Here's the Sitch. We will be back probably next week, or we're doing every other week. So thank you guys so much for listening.